Yeah, all right, I can dance, you know it. Cultural correspondent Sean Stone joins us now on the roundtable. Tell us about what he's seen last week and what's coming up on area stages and screens. Hey, welcome, Sean.
Good morning, Dave.
Good to see you, sir. Haven't had a chance to speak with you in a while, and I'm glad I'm here today because they're making a lot out of this movie here, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and apparently you've seen it.
Yes, and I loved it.
You did?
And I did not. I went in with great trepidation because part of it is about the Manson family.
Right.
What it is Leonardo DiCaprio plays Rick Dalton, who's sort of a fading cowboy actor. Brad Pitt is his stuntman, Gopher, and he lives next door to Sharon Tate and Roman Polanski.
The stuntman.
Yeah, no, oh, DiCaprio. The stuntman lives in a trailer behind behind a drive-in theater. There's a hierarchy in this Hollywood. But it's very funny. It's very intricate. But it's a lot. The best thing I can say is don't go in there knowing anything. It's best to go in there cold. So stay away from the internet and don't get any spoilers or anything. But there's a couple of scenes where they insert DiCaprio into old movies and TV shows, like an opening of an FBI episode.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It's just hilarious.
Wow.
It's like tonight's guest stars, James Farantino, Rick Dalton, you know, it's like that. You know, it's very entertaining.
Well, and the Manson killings, are they, I assume they're not the focus of it? Or
No.
It's just there.
It's there. There's a long sequence where Brad Pitt ends up at the Spahn Ranch and meets the part of the family, and it's really intense and interesting.
We're speaking to our cultural correspondent, Sean Stone. Sean, I just want to let people know, because your list is online at wamc.org/roundtable. And I didn't do that before. I want to get that in. Okay, what else are we looking at?
Well, the intro music we heard is Marco Benevento, and it is, if you can believe it, this is the last Live at Five.
What?
This is the last one.
This is it.
The concert series ends today. Jennings Landing, Corning Preserve, Albany, today at 5 o'clock. The opening group is CTRL Control. They're local. But Benevento has started out. He's played jazz. He was in jam bands. And now he's doing sort of electronic dance music, as you could hear from coming in. He's a very talented young man. Also tonight at the Hollow Bar and Kitchen, Albany, a fun punk band from Los Angeles, The Regrets. Friday night at 8 o'clock at the SPAC Amphitheater up at the Saratoga Spa State Park. It's the Philadelphia Orchestra. They're going to be performing a program called Songs of the Sea featuring pianist Janice Carissa, and that's the music of Britten, Ravel, and Debussy. Of course, the Debussy is La Mer, the sea. Saturday afternoon from 2 to 7 p.m. at the Empire State Plaza, it's the Black Arts and Cultural Festival, which is always a big deal, and it's a good time. The musical guests this time are Maya, DJ Brian B, Gideon Luke, and the People, and there's a bunch of others. Saturday night at 8 o'clock at the Mahawi Performing Arts Center in Great Barrington, it's Sweet Honey and the Rock. Sunday, this is interesting, Sunday at Cafe Lena, 3 and 7 p.m., HMT to go, that's Homemade Theater. Now, their usual home is the Spa Little Theater.
Right.
But that's busy with chamber music, you know, this season. So they're putting on a production of Martin McDonagh's The Beauty Queen of Leenane. At Cafe Lena Sunday at 3 and 7 p.m.
Is this the first time they're doing this?
I believe it is. I believe it is. This is a new thing they're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
And then Sunday night at 7 o'clock, part of the Music Haven concert series, the Agnes MacDonald Music Haven in Central Park in Schenectady. It's Detroit blueswoman Thornetta Davis, and the opening act is Taz Crew and his Band of Tortured Souls.
Anecdotally, I've been hearing from some folks who say they've been liking the concert series over there.
It's a nice place.
It's a nice, nice place.
It's a nice, nice place. And then Sunday night at the Egg in Albany, it's the legendary Herb Alpert and Lanny Hall. She was, of course, one of the lead singers with Sergio Mendez in Brazil 66.
Well, that'll be an interesting combination.
And I guess he's playing some of his hits.
Now, really?
Yeah, because when I saw him,
no,
he didn't. He just played straight jazz.
That's right.
But I guess he's playing some of his hits. At least that's what I read. But
that'd be kind of cool at the Egg.
Yeah. I saw him at the Music Hall a few years ago when it was the two of them, and it was a great show. And then Park Playhouse's second production of the summer in Washington Park in Albany opens Tuesday at 7:30 p.m. It's Disney's Newsies about the newsboys.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Kids love those things.
Yeah, that runs through August 24th. And then Wednesday at 1 o'clock at the Cohoes Music Hall, they're having a Just for Kids free summer music series. They're going to show Night at the Museum. There's three new movies this week. There's Lulu Wang's The Farewell, about a Chinese family who stage a fake wedding in order to see their grandmother who's dying. Sword of Trust, which is stars Marc Maron, and it's sort of an improvised comedy. And then Fast and this is the title of the movie, Fast and Furious Presents Hobbs and Shaw. So it's two characters from the Fast and Furious movies, played by Dwayne The Rock Johnson and Jason Statham.
And weren't there rumors they didn't like each other at some point?
I don't know, but I'm sure they're getting along fine now. Looks very
How do they
violent.
Sleep at night? On big piles of money. That's
yes.
How. Well, Sean Stone's our cultural correspondent. Always a joy to have him in studio to talk about the latest cultural offerings from around our region. Sean's list is posted online at wamc.org/roundtable. Sean, it's always great to talk to you and good to see you again.
Good to see you again, Dave.